I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti has declared victory over the coronavirus and plans to reopen its factories. The country's seen just over 40 confirmed cases with 3 deaths. Eva DeHarder for Haiti with Love says the first cases came in on a plane from France. When the airport shut down, the ministry's burn clinic lost access to needed supplies.
We were pretty devastated, but the Lord opened enough doors for them to get a permission to fly a cargo-only flight in. So it was only about 2 or 3 days, and our medicines were in place. So we were ready before anything started taking place.
Many worry that Haiti could still have a large outbreak, but Haitians can't afford to stay home. They need to go out every day to work for food and even get water. Pray that God prevents a large outbreak in this vulnerable country. And for millions living in poverty, government COVID-19 restrictions are more than a setback. They mean real physical struggles. The poor in Uganda are no exception. Bill Passons with AMG International says,
one of the challenges that we're having is that, you know, we still serve a very vulnerable people group. Most of the people that we serve are disadvantaged and, you know, live in poverty and lack of access to work, not being able to move around to be able to get things that they need.
The Ugandan lockdown currently extends to May 5th, with all non-necessary travel and business halted. AMG's nursing school and child and youth development centers are both shut down as well, yet their work hasn't stopped. As the government allows, they're continuing food distribution and aid. Passons urges the church to pray for the poor in Uganda and to support organizations still at work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.